So there are a couple kiddos here, but you're older kiddos, so I'm going to give you the choice. Do you want to come forward for a children's message, or do you, okay, you don't want to be in front of the people. I get that. So you stay seated. What I was going to talk to the children about is the really hard language in this gospel passage. A few weeks ago, I preached on a very similar passage, which is why I'm choosing not to preach on the gospel again today. But this gospel passage talks about the really high cost of discipleship and what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And in Jesus' time and in Jesus' culture, the word hate doesn't mean what it means today. It wasn't an emotional word. It meant to regard. And so what Jesus is saying in this passage isn't that you have to emotionally hate your family. What Jesus is saying is that if you want to follow him, if you want to follow God, you must love the Lord your God more than your family, more than your mom, more than your dad. You must love God more than your husband or your wife or your children or your friends. You must love God more than life itself. You must love God more than your possessions. You must love God more than anything. And that seems like a really hard thing to do because we really love our families and we love our stuff. I spent yesterday part of it decorating for fall, putting out all my pumpkins. I love my pumpkins. But we must love God more than our families, more than the ones that we love the most, more than all that we have, and more than life itself. That's what the gospel lesson is talking about today. But the sermon today is on the passage we read from Deuteronomy and from the Psalm.